This year has been dedicated LeKavod Eli Westreich LeZivik Hagen VeYofa BeIto YuBezmanoi Yehi Ratzon SheYizkeh LeTorah UleHatzlacha VeNachas LeOirech Yomim MeShanim Tovim VeNoyim MiToich Menuchas HaNefesh UMenuchas HaGuf Ad Mea VeEsrim Shana.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara, right before Daf Yud Ches, on Banam of Yizayim and Beis, the Gemara brings that there are three halachas of Pegima, where you have something is missing, which creates a psul, and three halachas, which are Pegimas Etzem bePesach, Pegimas Oizen bePchor, and Pegimas Mum bKotchin, and Rav Chisda's Maaseh Pegimas Sakin, which is Sakin for Shechita, which is really why it comes in over here. Al Kopanim, the Gemara says that in all of these cases, the sheer Pegima, the amount that would need to be missing in order for it to be possible, is Kedei Pegimas HaMizbeach. Is the sheer that if the Mizbeach would have such a Pegima, the Mizbeach would be possible. Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara then on top of Yitzchak Ben Alv says, "V'kama pegimas hamizbeach? What's the shear of a pegima in the mizbeach which would passel?" So the Gemara, "Kadesh shetach karbot zipayr." It's the amount that if you would run your fingernail over it, it would get caught in it. In other words, if it's a very minuscule scratch, you're not going to feel it. That would not passel. But if it's more than that, it would passel. In fact, the Gemara kasha meisavei, "Kama pegimas hamizbeach?" The Gemara brings a brayse that the shear pegimas hamizbeach, the machlekes, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer tefach. Rabbi Lazman Yaakov, I'm a kazayitz. So it's a machlekes whether it's a tepach or a kazayitz. But the kuli alma, the shear is significantly larger than kadesh atach kabot zipayrin. If it's a gemara, like kasha, ha besida ha ba'avno. What does that mean? So krashi ba'avno koldu kadiksev avonim shleimis. So in avonim, the pegima is, Rashi's calling koldu, which the gemara says means kadesh atach kabot zipayrin. But in sid, then the shear tapasel is that much greater. So it's either a tefach or a kazayis. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now, we have a big nafkamina lahalacha, or potentially, possibly, a nafkamina lahalacha lamaisa in our daily lives from this Gemara. Even, actually, Ibn Abbas HaMikdash, we don't have a mizbeach, we still have a big nafkamina. And that is, that there's a halacha in tefillin, that tefillin has to be ravua, tefillin has to be square. It's different points, the bias, and the tefiris. We're not going to go into the details. The halacha is brought in Archaim Simon Lamed Beis Sif Lamed Tes Ayin Sham on the Pratidinim, but just want to bring out one point that comes from this Gemara. The question is, what is the shear ribua in tefillin? How square does it have to be? In other words, at the extreme, does it mean you have to measure your tefillin and the tefiris with like a microscope and with sophisticated instruments to see that they're absolutely perfectly square? Or is the shear somewhat less than that? Maybe the shear is like it says in the Gemara, Kadesh Tach Kabot Zipayrin, or Tefach, or Kazayis. Like, well, how do we approach this? What's the shear? So the emphasis is that, I mean, we'll say over what the Pesachim say, but the truth is that it's really not so clear. It's interesting that it's not mentioned in the Gemara over here in the case of Tefillin, which we'll soon see the Bihalacha points out. And as far as I know, we don't have anything in the Rishonim or even in the early Achrayim about this. Somehow this Shiloh only began to be discussed in somewhat recent times. So we have like this. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkon Kufayin Vav, "V'afte meruba mamish b'malechus habatim, d'hainu she'yeh b'tachlus ha-tzimtzum, that to have your batim absolutely perfectly square, who kumat ben ha-nimna, is virtually impossible. Mikol makan, kol ma'ad efshalei la'adam la'aseis b'inyin zeh, still in all zok to Mishnah Berurah, whatever the best a person can do, b'vadai chayev hu la'aseis." That's what he's obligated to do. You have to make your tefillin as square as possible. Now, obviously, there are two halachas here. One halacha is in terms of asiyas ha-tefillin, when the tefillin is created, the tefillin, the bias, and the tefiris. That's not so much in our hands. That's in the hands of the batamacher and the goymer, the one who closes up the tefillin. But the second halacha, which is that the tefillin has to remain ravua all the time. Every day we have a mitzvah to put on tefillin. You have to put on tefillin, which is kosher. And if it's not ravua, it's not kosher. It's only not l'chatchila. There's a nidan over here. What do you do if the only tefillin you have is tefillin that's not ravua? Should you wear it? Should you put it on? Maybe put it on without a bracha. So take a look over there in the Mishnah Berurah, and the Bir Halachi talks about it. But certainly l'chatchila, absolutely, the tefillin has to be meruba. So this is something we really need to keep an eye on and make sure that our tefillin, sometimes a person, you know, he couldn't bang his head somewhere, or even not bang your head, but, you know, you walk through a tight doorway or something, or you bump into a wall or a beam, and even if your head doesn't get banged, sometimes your tefillin could get banged. Or the tefillin shaliyad could bang into something, or if a chalilah falls or bangs into something, you could get a pegima, or even worse than that. So a person has to keep an eye on it. In fact, Derech Agav, I'll just mention that I always had a shtickle kasha, that we know that the halacha is by tzitzis, that you have to be boidik your tzitzis every day. When you put on your talis, talis katan, your talis gadol, you have to check your tzitzis to make sure that they're kosher, make sure that it didn't get ripped. Even though there's a chazaka that it was kosher yesterday, but still, it's olol that something could happen, it could get caught in something, it can get ripped. In which case, you're not allowed to wear the beged with tzitzis that's possible, and certainly you can't make a bracha on it. So that's the halacha, and that's takut min ha'ilum. People, when they put on their talis gadol, at least, they put the talis over their shoulder, and they check the tzitzis. So, first of all, just could I mention that a person should check his talis katan also, even if he doesn't make a bracha on his talis katan, which I think most people, if not all people, who wear talis gadol, do not make a bracha on the talis katan. And even if you do make a bracha on the talis katan, like let's say a bachur, but we don't have like a whole seder of atifas tzitzis, atifas talis gadol, you do in shul, so it's more of a mahalach, and you say psukim, so people are makbet to be buying the tzitzis. I don't know how much people, when they're putting on their talis katan in their bedroom, I don't know how makbet they are to check their tzitzis, so they should. But b'chol ha'ifim, that's a halacha, that we know. You have to check your tzitzis. But there's no such halacha that you have to check your tefillin to make sure that it's merubah. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah speaks it out in Sifkot and Kuf Pei Aleph, whom he called Mokan Ein Tzorach L'Moided on B'chol Yoyim. You don't have to measure your tefillin every day. Him Ribuah M'Kayim. You don't have to check if the Ribuah is still there. Why? Shema Amidim Oysam Al Chaskosam Yav HaChazoko. He says, Im Loish HaRayish and Eskalak, unless you see some kind of a Reyesa, you have some reason to think that it got ruined. But stop and think for a second. What are we saying here? Tzitzis you have to check every day because maybe you got ruined. And tefillin you don't have to check? I don't know, I would think in my experience, I don't recall ever having tzitzis getting ripped. Sometimes if it gets ripped, you're aware of it, b'shas ma'isa, and then obviously you'll check it. But to just, you know, put on your talis, especially talis gadol, which you only wear by davening, and you don't walk around the whole day, and nobody's playing sports, and nobody's doing all kinds of asakam in the talis gadol, they go into shul, they put it on, and they take it off. What exactly is going to happen? I know it could get caught in a chair or something, but like I said, usually if that happens, you'll be aware. And b'chlal, it's not such a milsa de shchicha. But tefillin, I would think it's much more shchich that the ribu of the tefillin could be nifkam. So it's interesting that when it comes to tefillin, the paiskim say you don't have to check it. But tzitzis, you have to check it every single day. It's always seemed a shtickle milsa de tmiya to me, so I'm not sure what the answer to that is, but al kapanim, that is the halacha. Okay, but getting back to what we were talking about, so the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to make it as sharp as possible, even though it can't be absolutely perfect. So, what exactly is the shear of ribua? So, there's a bir halach about this. The b'maschal neskalkel, and he starts off and he says the geder kikul ribua habat and pshitali. He says the first thing is it's pashut. It does not need to be shel yiskalkelu b'roiv meshal gaivan. It does not mean that most of it is ruined, that it's not square. He says that's for sure. And it brings a raya from the din that's mentioned in our gemara here in Chulin from the mizbech that you see over here that the shear is, whether it's kezayis or a tefach, that's the share of kilkul ribua, and of course that's not roiv of the mizbeach. Mizbeach is much greater than that. So obviously that's not the share. Okay. Also he says pshitali that lav dafka if it's neskalkel b'mokum chudai, that if the corner got banged, the corner ruined, the ribua is ruined. He says no, even if it's somewhere along the sides on the tfanis of the tefillin, that's also going to be a problem. And he brings the right to that also from the Mizbech. Okay. But now let's go to the other extreme. Then he says, Gam Shitali, the Ali de Pigima Katana Shanashafa Bahabatim, Kashir Chagiris Tzipirin, the Efshar Afilum At Yosim is Eloi Ozomine Shem Ribua. He says, if you have a Pigima the size of a Tzipirin, or maybe even a little more than that, that is not going to take away the Ribua. Then he says, even if you'll say b'shas da'asiyah, the batamacha has to be nuzer in that, but certainly, but b'diavad afterwards, if it got ruined, that's not going to be a problem. Well, and he brings a raya from our gemara. The raya they hold the mishani b'chul, and he brings this gemara ha ba'avna ha b'sida, pirish ba'avna d'ksiv avonim shleimis paisla afil chagiris tzipayrin. But by Sid, that it doesn't say Shleimois, so you need a larger share of Tefach Chokazayis. Zogtibir Halacha Hare, so you see, the after Lagabe Mizbeach, so even by Mizbeach, the Kaimel of the Ribu Ma'akiv, and you need Ribu Agomer, even Ba'alach Soina, it has to be the same size, the different directions, in other words, it can't be a rectangle, even a sharp rectangle. Brings a right to that from the Gemara and Zavachim, Naf Samach Beis. Fine. And still in all, if it's made out of Sid, there's no problem. El Al Korach, the Alide Pegimah, Kechagir Stipirin, that will not take off the Shem Ribua. So then he says, but maybe you'll taina that the Mizbeach is different, because the Mizbeach is such a large Keli, so a small Pegimah is not going to ruin the Ribua. But by Tefillin, which is a much smaller Keli, so then maybe a small pigima like that will take away the ribua. He says, no, still in all, I think that I'm right. Because if not, the Gemara should say, another pigima should by selves, right? There's a Gemara over here. Why doesn't it mention this? Mentioned tefillin also. We mentioned earlier the other dinim that I mentioned, like sakin. Why doesn't it mention tefillin? Elamai, that's not the shir. Okay, but then he says, okay, kimi boili, so all that I know for sure. But what I don't know, Zokta Mishabur, is etzem shir kilkul haribu ad kama. So how much can the kilkul be? So chagir stiparin is fine. How much more? He says, you certainly can't say the shir is tefach, like by Mizbeach, because the whole tefillin is not that big. The whole tefillin is less than a shir of a tefach. If you have tefillin that's the size of a tefach, you want to be able to get it into the makam haroi. So it's certainly the shir can't be tefach. So he says, Ulai, maybe if it's Ma'at Yosef and Chagiris Tzipayrin, that's already a problem. If it's Tzorachin. That's the end of the stickle, he blames for the Tzorachin. Because he has no way to be pushed to Shiloh of what's the share of Kilkul Ribua. So that explains the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, when he says, you do it as much as you can, as square and sharp as you can. More than that, you can't do. But Lamaisa, what the share really is, the Mishnah Berurah does not say share. However, other Paiskim do say Shiurim. The Gris Moshe in Yeredei Beis and Kuf Mem Vav, it's a long tshuva, but there's one paragraph in Maskel V'Agav, in parentheses, where he writes about this. He brings near that the Shoyal mentioned to him that the Biskarov was Makbid, just quote the Lashon here, he says, Shehagruz HaLevis Atzal HaYosav HaShayesh Maila Kishayim Dedu Ribua Detrilin B'Microscope. He says that the Biskarov held it was a Maila, I don't know if you have to, but I'll compare it to Maila, to measure the tefillin, the ribua, with a microscope, meaning to make sure it's a mamish as perfectly square as you can possibly do, even with sophisticated instruments. So Ramesh says that he does not agree with that, and his reason is because the Mechabit says that there's a halacha that you need ribua ba'alachzayin. Right? That means that, like we mentioned before, it has to be a square, not a rectangle. So how do you do that? So the Mechabit says, like comes from the Gemara, that Amru Chazal, I'm reading the Mechabesh, Amru Chazal, Kol Amsa Biribua, Amsa Utrechum Shabalach Saina. If you have something that's a square Amma, an Amma in each direction, so then if you make a diagonal line from one end to the other, you'll get a line that's an Amma and 2/5. In other words, the end on 2/5, to whatever the share is, that will be the diagonal line. That's what the Mechabesh says. Now, Ramesha points out, but that's not really true. It's not really accurate. That's not the exact amount. So Dr. Moshe Bal Kochach, that if the Gemara is saying this and the Shulchan Aruch is saying this, what they mean is that it does not have to be so precise. So whatever is within that, the differential between what the actual amount is and the 2/5, all of that is okay. As says Dr. Moshe, and he should also Gemara, B'chayr Saf Yid Zayin, when the Gemara talks there about the Midas HaKelem and Midas HaMizbeach, that a person is not trying for a person to get it precisely the right measurement. The Gemara says, Rachmana Omar Ovid, Uvachol Hechi, the Matzis Lameba, Dichalei. So, Krashi, that the Oilam, they were not mitzamtzim perfectly, but you do as much as you can, and that's what the Torah wants, and that's Kosher L'chatchila. So he says the same thing over here. It's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Ayin Hei says exactly the same thing. He makes the same diyuk in the Mechaber, he shells through the same Gemara, and he says such a kind of a shir. So basically it means you get it as close as you could, but it does not have to be absolutely precise. So Meila Ramesh HaTayin says, there's no Meilin using a microscope, because as long as you're within that little window, you're okay. In the Sefer Mishmar HaLevi, on Sukkah Simin Yud Aleph, There's a mechtav there that Rav Shulchan, the Mechaber, wrote to Rav Moshe, and he writes there that they sent over this Aruch HaShulchan to the Biskarov about this share, And the Biskarov's tshuva to that was that it's a shtickle taira. But Mencha Teis said that that's the din l'maisa. It's the nice shtickle taira, but he held it's not dvar mechrochim. But like we said, Ramesha does paskin like that. Another derech that you find by some achrenim, and it's very similar to what Ramesha said, and the Rosh Hashulchan is brought in the Sefer Toldos Yankov Omad Shin Aleph, and the Orchestra Abeinu, about the Stipler, Chelik Aleph Omad Lamed Gimel, and other Svarim also, they bring B'Shem the Chazainish and the Stipler, that you just look at it with the naked eye without any instruments. If it looks square, that's what the Torah wants. Very similar to what Ramesh is saying. The point doesn't have to be perfectly precise, but if it looks square, that's what the Torah wants, and that's it. If you look over the Orchestra Abeinu, there are different stories where people showed the Chazainish they fill in, and he looked at it and he said it's fine. And they said, what about this? What about that? He said, no, if it looks square, it's fine. Very similar to what we pass in other places in the Torah, like by Psalm of Hadar, by an Esrig, that you look at it without a magnifying glass, you just look at it, and if it looks clean, it's clean. If there's a tiny speck on it, that Mashini Mara, which is not visible to the naked eye, we don't have to worry about that. Seems like the same idea. For those who like precise measurements, so if you look at the Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Gimel Siman Beis, he says that that his minig is he's makel up until a millimeter. If it's a millimeter off, he says that's okay. Just been saying with one interesting point in the Sefer Keses HaSeifer, one of the Sefer Sfarim on the Yoni Stamps, it is Haskama from the Chassam Sefer, and he writes over there that if the batim, the batim of the Shel Rosh, so it's really four batim, right, that are separate, and they press it together. But he says if they start coming apart, so then obviously the measure, it's going to add to the measurement in one direction, so it won't be square anymore. So the Chassam Sofer writes over there that that's a problem in Ribua of the Tefillin. However, in the Trubas van Hoges, Chelik Aleph Simen Mem, and Chelik Beis Simen Yitzayin, he brings there from the Biskrov, that the Biskrov held that that's not a chasson in Ribua. So even though the Biskrov was a big machmir in getting the measurement as precise as possible, but he held that's not a problem, and the truth is nowadays it's not really common, but in the olden days, you see pictures of all the tefillin, or you hear stories, they would talk of tefillin that came apart a little bit at the top, the different batim, they separated. And there's a whole shayla if you're allowed to put devik in to glue it together. There's an even about that in the Paiskim. But I'll go upon him. But if it starts coming apart, so it would be this question of whether it would be chasson ribua, it would be totally in this machlek.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.